You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
At this point, we can manifest our dream future, or a good grade on an exam, or a parking spot.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, I know, I think, two ways that I've used manifest, and what you just said, I'm afraid, is not one of them. What have I missed in the youth culture this time?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I can't do this either. But let's start with, Rebecca, how you can use manifest.
So, of course, from history class, I remember talking about manifest destiny, you know, white settlers expanding westward. And then also, I could use it in the way that, like, you're showing something, you're manifesting doubt, depression, or something like that.
Absolutely. And these are traditional definitions of manifest. You have manifest as a verb, as you note, to mean to make evident or to show. She manifests no fear, or here's a way to manifest caring, to make it seen, to make it evident. You can also have the verb intransitively with no object, as in depression can manifest as irritability. Manifest can be an adjective related to that, something that is readily perceived by the senses, especially sight. But then there's where I started, Rebecca, as you said, what did I miss? That now manifest can be used as a transitive verb, in other words, a verb with an object, to refer to the practice of thinking aspirational thoughts in order to make them real. You're thinking things into being.
I'm getting a self-help vibe from this.
That's right. And this use of manifest was popularized by the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne in 2006. But it looks like we have examples back to the 1980s, maybe part of the New Age movement, sometimes referring to witchcraft. Of course, with these early examples, sometimes it can be hard to tell. Because if you're manifesting something, is it that you're making it evident, which would be the traditional sense, or are you thinking it into being, which would be the new sense? Rebecca, this new sense of thinking something into being aspirationally is not yet in standard dictionaries. There is an article by Rebecca Jennings in 2020 on Vox, and she notes the increasing interest since about 2017 as part of wellness, self-care, maybe, as she notes, the mainstreaming of New Ageism. And then during COVID, during the lockdown, there was a lot of interest in manifesting, perhaps as part of wellness or self-care, or wanting to manifest a different world than the one we were living in. And apparently, a very hip meme in 2020 was, "Shut up, I'm manifesting."
I'm still very disappointed in myself for missing that, but now I know.
And when I looked at examples, you can manifest the perfect name for your band, or manifest your vacation, or manifest a good man. Oh. There's a coaching program for that. And one factor here that's worth noting is also Oprah. Oprah, for example, talks about ways that you may want to bring into being your best life. And she notes, you know, classes and events, but then another way to live your best life, manifest it. Think it into being based on the idea that we control a lot by our thoughts.
Like The Power of Positive Thinking, which is another self-help book.
That's exactly right. And people do mention positive thinking as related to this, an earlier form of this. So new use of manifest, certainly one to watch.
All right, Anne. Well, I am manifesting a great Sunday for both of us.
And I will try to make it evident.
Anne Kurzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.